The other discernible skill I got to see yesterday firsthand was the great zucchini. And I want to give a shout out to the great zucchini. And if you don't know who the great zucchini is self-billed as the number one child entertainer in the area.
Okay.
And considering how hard he is to book and what his price point is, I'm going to go with that's probably close to the truth. And he did not disappoint. I got to see what I hope he doesn't take this the wrong way if he's listening, because I found out yesterday he's a huge sports fan. So I know that he listens to our station a lot. So I hope this does not infuriate him, but it was carrot top for 5 year olds.
Nice.
I have not seen a group of 5 year olds be able to be engaged that way for over 30 minutes, where he didn't lose them for a second, had a power over them like I could not believe. And, you know, and from what I've read about him, he actually toned down the level of toilet humor that goes into his act for the 5 year olds, which was the moderate disappointment I had, because once I heard he would go full toilet humor on the 5 year olds, and I know my son's into that, I was like really hoping that I would see the full fledged zucchini act. And I felt like it was toned down. However, I have yet to see someone engage a group of children and make them all cackle the way he did for about 30 minutes. So, like I said, there are some people that have a specific skill set that's almost inexplicable and hard to describe. And I saw one yesterday in the great zucchini. That was amazing. It was my 5-year-old's birthday party.
I had never heard of it.
But you don't have kids.
I know.
Why would
but
you?
But Scott,
you
know, Lane knew exactly what you were talking about today.
Well, because we're new back to the area again, and any person who was basically, any of the parents, because we're still at the age where the parents have to stay at the birthday parties. The kids are too young for them to go away, right? So the parents are there, and they're watching this, and almost all of them universally had at least seen him once, and in some cases it was almost like the Grateful Dead. They had seen them multiple times because he has gone through the cycle. And if it was anybody who had, this was like the youngest of three kids, like this one woman that's in our class, she told me she'd seen him multiple times, and it's been years.
Became a Springsteen comparison.
Well, and I asked her, I said, did he lose a step? Because she's like, I saw him 10 years ago doing this. And she said, no, he's still on it. So congratulations to the great zucchini for having an unusual skill set of having just to capture the imagination of people whose imagination it's impossible to capture for anything more than 38 seconds. That's an amazing skill. And, basically, he does a bunch of magic tricks that you and I can figure out in 2 seconds.
Of course.
But to the kids, they are just flummoxed by the whole thing, laughing, cackling. He can get up to dance. He can get up to do anything. Literally get that. He's a Pied Piper. He can get them to do anything. It's amazing. Amazing to watch.
In today's digital world, that's actually pretty awesome.
Well, but they don't know what the digital world is, and they don't know what the previous non-digital world
is.
I'm just saying. You're still talking about stupid people. They don't know anything.
They're not staring at a tablet the whole time.
They think they know everything, but they don't know anything.
Of course.
They still really don't know anything. That's fun, what's about them. How confident they are in their knowledge
like,
of anything when they literally know nothing. But this guy has tapped into something where he knows how to have power over a group of children of that age, and that's hard to accomplish. So that was interesting. So shout out to the great zucchini.